Aircheckdownloads.com.
Let's go.
Oh. Love music.
Okay, this sounds amazing.
This is Galaxy. Ellie Goulding's tune is Starry Eyed. It's on Galaxy. Okay, if you are travelling on the A49 both directions in Warrington, you'll find that actually traffic's a lot lighter around here. In fact, it's not very congested at all this evening, which is not really surprising, is it, as the football's on. Just take care, though, tonight and kind of enjoy the drive home.
Galaxy Travel with DriveSafe. Enjoy the game, but don't drink and drive. Galaxy.
Keep rocking. Ain't nothing getting in the way. I'll never let
it's Tinchy Strider's tune is number one on Galaxy. So, actually, Wimbledon is on at the moment, believe it or not. I've completely forgotten. It started on Monday. I've just not watched any tennis. In fact, I've not had time to, if I'm being honest with you. But I've just been reading today about Serena Williams in her very fancy outfit that she wore in a match that she played today. And she's got red hot pants on, the light shorts, to be fair, and a nice white little dress that goes over it. And she's got matching trainers and a wristband. She looks super cool. Her and her sister Venus always look the best, I think. Their nails are constantly immaculate. They've got it going on. She is ripped as well, I have to say. There's a picture of one of her biceps. I wouldn't like to be on the receiving end of one of her balls. That's all I'd like to add. Anyway, it's gone on about her grunting and how it's said that Serena and Venus can actually grunt up to about 85 to 90 decibels. But one of the loudest grunters on the Wimbledon court is Maria Sharapova. Apparently, she can break the record at 100 decibels for her grunt. No word of a lie. I love this, though. They've obviously said, oh, yeah, did you realise how loud you can grunt? She's turned around and she said, actually, I've been grunting about this loud. I've been grunting since I was about the age of 4. I just can't help it.
Wow.
Keep it Galaxy wherever you are. Listen on your Android phone. Galaxy.
Hi, I'm Ben.
So you think you can sort the men from the ladies? Then this Friday, Sally Hudson is putting you to the test. To mark the return of the fabulous Ladyboys of Bangkok at the Savoy Pavilion in July, Galaxy's giving you the chance to win a pair of VIP tickets to the show, including meal, meet and greet, and a night stay at the Velvet Hotel Manchester. Just check out Sally Hudson this Friday for more. Ladyboys of Bangkok at the Savoy Pavilion Manchester throughout July, only with Galaxy.
Across Manchester, on FM, digital radio and online, this is Galaxy News.
I'm Kevin McGrath, it's 5 o'clock now. England are through to the next round of the World Cup after beating Slovenia 1-0.
Galaxy weather with jet2holidays.com. Turkey from under £150. Conditions apply.
Galaxy. Okay, if you are travelling on the roads this evening, you will find it's actually lighter than what it usually is. It's not too bad tonight. It's still pretty busy though if you are travelling on Deansgate. It's moving well. It's around the A34 at Key Street. Take care if you're on the A6 Wellington Road South, both directions in Stockport. It's a little bit congested around here, but a lot lighter than usual. Enjoy your journey home.
Galaxy Travel with DriveSafe. Hungover, the effects of drink can last till the morning. Galaxy. Sally Hudson.
Okay, new music coming up from David Guetta, and it features Fergie in it, and I'm honestly telling you now, her voice is amazing, and I wish I could wail just like she can.
Galaxy.
Well, love music.
Sean Kingston's tune, it's featuring Justin Bieber, it's called Eenie Meenie. Right, music on the way very soon from Rihanna, it's her tune, which is called Te Amo. Did you see the pictures of her in her golden bikini? Ah, bootylicious. This, though, is one of my favourite new tunes. It's David Guetta's tune, but listen to Fergie, it's called Getting Over You.
Galaxy.
Across Manchester.
Love music. Galaxy. Galaxy.
It's Rihanna's tune, it's Te Amo, it's on Galaxy. Hi. How's it going? This is Sally. So, how hot was it last night? It took me ages to get to sleep. In fact, I was lying in bed next to my other half, Scott, and I went, do you know what, Scott? I'm absolutely boiling. And he went, yes, it is quite close, isn't it? Excuse me, you big hairy builder, where did that come from? Not a word you'd expect to come out of my partner's mouth.
Put the fan on, Sal. Open the window, it's boiling.
What he normally says. But no, it was mega hot last night. And because the pollen count at the moment is supposed to be crazy, I don't suffer from hay fever, but I have it really badly at the minute. I've got really itchy eyes and I keep waking up. Sorry, this is going to sound gross, but do you know what? It happens. I keep waking up with a nosebleed. It's not like full on, but it's just a little bit. And I've obviously been rubbing my nose. You know when you rub it with the palm of your hands like that and driving myself insane in the middle of the night. So as you do, talk to it about friends. And I was just chatting to my friend in the office saying, oh yeah, so getting hay fever. Don't normally get hay fever. And I get nosebleeds. My friend, who I'd like to say is my best friend at Galaxy Towers, Farquhar, turned around and went, I've never had a nosebleed. Hello? Do you mean to tell me that there are people in this world that have never, ever had a nosebleed? I couldn't believe it. I was like, yes, you have. No, I haven't, Sally. Yes, you have. No, I haven't. Anyway, we argued for about 10 minutes. It was very, very masculine. We both enjoy football. Well, one of us enjoys the players, the other the game. Anyway, he really hasn't had a nosebleed. I was so shocked. I can't believe it. Got me thinking, is he the only one? Don't know, do you? I might have to do a survey. Ting, our survey says he is.
Rob Ellis, Galaxy.
You've got to tell us which is Ken Barlow amongst these hens.
Okay.
Ken Barlow, you shout Ken out, all right? Do you understand that?
Definitely.
Listen carefully. You shouted Ken on this clip. It was Ken Barlow, all right.
So your friends that you know your Kens from your hens.
Was it a Ken or was it
a hen?
Rob Ellis.
Back tomorrow when you wake up.
Galaxy.
Vehicles recorded and monitored.
Galaxy.
Oh yeah. Love music. We got the beat up. Galaxy.
Alexandra Burke's tune, it is all night long. It's on Galaxy. Right, if you are travelling this evening on Chester Road, which is northbound at the moment in Plumley, I love that word, Plumley. Ooh, hello! Do take care. You will find there is heavy traffic around here at the moment. Apparently, it's from the Cheshire Show, and it is causing delays. On the M60 clockwise, it's a lot lighter than what it is at the moment, well, than what it usually is. Around Carrington at Junction 7 and 8, up until around Worsley at 13. Very light as well if you're on the M62 at the Eccles Interchange. The A6, Wellington Road North, both directions in Stockport. Not very heavy tonight. In fact, I think if you are on your way home, you may have a very pleasant journey.
Galaxy Travel with DriveSafe. Drink driving wrecks lives. Have none for the road. Galaxy.
Aircheckdownloads.com.